I am Daniel Lukis.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bonantoni. Welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Shafi, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Yes, we are celebrating Thanksgiving in Canada, people. It's different from the US.
Here, absolutely.
Here in Canada, we are celebrating Thanksgiving on the 9th of October. And thank you for all the turkey, squash, and a lot more. So, Shafi, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Actually, I made a turkey. Yes, I did. I have a turkey and I made a stuffing with the focaccia.
Wow, that's awesome. Focaccia, people, for the stuffing is one of a kind.
You know, we were talking about last week about the stuffing, and then I was saying, oh, maybe I want to use, you know, I want to try with the with a nice bread, you know, or and then after that, I say, ah, no, I go back to the focaccia.
Yes, go back to the focaccia because it's one of a kind trademark of Italian cuisine.
Yeah, well, I'll try to keep, you know, as Italian as possible when I cook anyway. So, you know, why not even, you know, the classic. Classic dish here in Canada, like, you know, for this time with the turkey, why we don't use some focaccia bread? Why not?
Yes, definitely. So, Shafi, we're just concerned about what's happening in Israel. So, please do reconcile, people. Peace on earth. We have a lot of things to do than war. So, please do have peace between Israel or whatever party involved. Please do make our earth a peaceful to live in, because aside from this war, we need to face another problem on earth, like climate change. We need to focus on climate change, people, because it will affect us for our generation to come. Not war, people. Peace on earth.
That's right. Always peace.
Peace. much better. But before we go on, Shafi, I just want to recap of what I'm talking about last week. Specific temperature of my turkey. If you're doing a turkey, as I said, it depends on the sizes. For me, I do marinated, as I said, I marinated with, let's say, mirepoix with olive oil and thyme, put together inside the turkey and marinate with salt and pepper and celery and everything for about one day. Then after that, I'm going to put in the oven for 350 degrees Fahrenheit with the cover of aluminum foil. And then after like about 1 hour, it depends how big it is, but usually turkey was put in the oven for about 3 hours to 2 hours and 30 minutes. But for me, I do like half. I do cover it, the turkey, and then after after 1 hour or 15 minutes, I take it out, the aluminum foil, and then put it again in the oven for roasting more. And after that, I debone it. I separate the white meat and the dark meat. And people, I'm working in a retirement home, so the residents like, some of them like dark meat, some of them like combination, some of them like white meat. So that's the technique of roasting turkey for Thanksgiving. So, Shafi, what are we gonna talk about today?
We're gonna talk about truffle.
Oh, they said truffle people is the black diamond in the kitchen.
Yes, it's true. Price. Yeah, it's not only black, actually, it's the white one, the more expensive one. Eh?
Yes, people, the most expensive ingredients in the kitchen. Name it. One of them. After that, saffron, one expensive spices. So, Shafi, what age did you encounter truffle?
Well, you know, let's talk about truffle. It's a tuber. So it's you know, it's growing under the ground, and it's in the family of the mushroom. Practically, it's still in the family, but it's growing with the humidity, with the, you know, with the water, you know, when as much rain we get, you know, and there is the difference between truffle. It's all about you know, shape, color, the size, the smell, the perfume, the most, it's the shape outside, how they are in the shape. So they are different kind. And then if you go on the black or you on the black, white, there is different name, and even the different time of the year they coming out. They are ready to be picked practically. And most of them they grow up between the 30 to 40 centimeters underground. Most they come, they grow up, and most it's come on, you know, you can find on the, you know, 30, 40 centimeter of, you know, like of trees, especially it's oaks, white willows, or cypress tree, the most most common of the truffle. And then, of course, depend. There is so many kind of truffle that grow up, especially between Europe, but all around the world. And there is in Italy that we know about 25 kind, but by law there are only 9 that they are allowed to be, you know, as they are chosen to be, you know, eatable as a mushroom, as a truffle. And of course, when you go in on which one is the best one, the white one is the best truffle that you can find, because you got all the aroma, and it's the best to eat, even fresh, and on the pasta. You can use any kind of dish you like, with the fish, with the meat, with the. It's a good combination for everything. And in the commercial, you can find so many, and it depends on the time of the year. And even the value change between the time of the year. And right now, if you want a white truffle, you're looking at $7 a gram, about, for now.
Wow.
And the black one, you can still get it under, you know, maybe around $1 a gram. Depend, of course, the what kind of truffle you're looking for. If you go for the best one, white truffle of Alba, you're looking for more money. That's for sure. That's North Italy, from North Italy, from the Piedmonte area. Well, that's one of the best one. It's coming around, you know, you can start to pick from September to January. That's it.
Yes. So, Shafi, most of the truffles are come from Italy.
Not really, because France is a big product of produce of truffle. Not, it's not that they produce because they come naturally, but you know, there are so many trees and so many area, because humidity, they grow up very, very good truffle over there too, of course.
So Italy and France.
Yeah, that's the most you know, popular. But now you can find around the world, all over. You can start to find that. Now you know they use dogs and pigs to looking for the truffle. Amazing dogs, and you know they are very, very good to dig, and you know, and find you the nice truffle.
Yes, that's amazing. They are trained dog or pig, So they are not allowed to, especially the pig, you are not allowed to slaughter the pig.
Yeah, but the pig, you have to be careful because they like to eat too. So you have to be fast. When they find it, you have to take it off right away from them. Otherwise, they're going to eat that one too.
So, Chefie, did you witness a dog or pig looking for truffles in Italy when you are in Italy?
No, I didn't have the chance to experience that. But my friend, they have a dog, so I have the dog for truffle, and it's he trained this dog. So he didn't find too many truffle later, but yeah, he trained his dog to find the truffle. Sometimes he found it, so it's good. That's good. That's very good.
That'd be awesome. So truffle can be farmed or only for the wild?
Yes,
Only for wild.
I remember a long time ago was somebody tried to duplicate. Actually, if you look in actual Wikipedia, you can find the story of the truffle. They try to find the way how to grow up truffle, and they plant so many trees, and it's a nice history to read about it.
Yes, people, truffles, one of the expensive ingredients in the kitchen. But before we go on, Chef, we want to shout out to the people listening in Sweden.
Yes.
Thank you, Sweden, for supporting this podcast because in Holland, we got 53% audience share. It's Stockholm at 23%, Kane County at 7%. Västra Götaland at 4%, Västra Götaland County at 2%, Örebro at 2%, Uppsala at 2%, Skåne at 2%, Västra Norrland at 2%, Stockholm County at 2%, Västra Mänland County at 2%, and last but not the least, Östra Götaland at 2%. Thank you, Sweden, for supporting this podcast because this podcast is created to empower food like truffles.
There is many other place to find truffle now. Even in New Zealand, Australia, you can find some truffle right now.
Oh.
Lately, United States got different kind than of truffle. They are no like very good like the Italian or French. But they have this kind of tuber growing up, and I see, in Tennessee they find some, and no, it's interesting, very interesting. Now they start to digging and start to find even around, all around the world. So
Yes.
it's not going to be an only Italian or French to get the truffle, but even States, New Zealand, Australia. Oh, wow.
But
That's
probably,
great.
Chefie, the truffles that come from France and Italy is different, probably because of the climate.
Well, yes, most of the climbing, and of course, yeah. But this year actually it's a little bit hard. There was not too much rain in Italy. North Italy, maybe yes, they start to get the have a little bit, but yeah, it was very dry here, so it was tough to find a very good size of truffle. All I can find was all small one that came. But yeah, you can, like I say, the for the black, you can find many kind in from France, like Le Périgord, or and or the Black Summer from Italy too. Summer truffle, the white truffle, of course, it's from Bianco d'Alba, it's Italian.
Yes.
There is some kind of whitish truffle that come from Tuscany, Abruzzo, and even Molise a lot. And they are actually the one, I believe the one in Molise, they're a little bit closest to the Piedmont flavor. But the Piedmont, the Alba, it's the one of the best ones. So you get all the flavor, the strong, nice, and flavor from the from the truffle. It's fantastic.
So, Safi, do you think production of truffles is affected because of the climate change?
Yeah, from the weather. So it's always better to have a humid land to make it grow. This it's like mushroom. Of course, a mushroom is coming up on the outside, but this the tuber of the truffle is coming from underground. So you need the humidity.
Yes, of course. Definitely, people. Before we go on, Chefy, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Book 101, on my third season. For it's Chris Tetrablay, but Mr. Chris Tetrablay is busy with another podcast. So now I'm only one on Book 101 Review. I'm publishing my fourth book, Book 101 Volume for my guests. It's all about my top 41 guests on my Book 101 Review, soon to be available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. It's my journey to my first season of my 100 episodes plus my guests, people. It's already 4 volumes. Volume 1, 2, Volume 4. And I did publish our Food 101 Volume 8, Chefy, Chinese Cuisine. We are almost there. We almost there, Chefy, with your name, 8, 9, 10, 12. So next will be Mongolian Cuisine. After Chinese Cuisine, wow. Mongolian. And after that, your name will be on the Volume 12, which is Italian Cuisine. So please do check all those volumes, because we work hard for it. And those volumes is created to empower food. And of course, how to create a delicious food. So please do grab a copy, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. Plus, our culinary course will be starting next year, people. So please do support us. And we are still developing on it, but we are make sure to it that if you enroll to our online course, you will be satisfied and you will learn a lot how to create a magnificent and delicious food.
That's right.
So, Chefy, let's do example from starting from appetizer, second course, main course, and dessert.
I can tell you even any grocery store, you can find truffle oil, you can find truffle salt, you can find the truffle cheese, and they use so many products to mix with the truffle. So you got all the infusion of the truffle. You can find it sometimes even the risotto, the dry risotto package with already the truffle flavor on it. So, you know, they use now the truffle to make so many different things already, almost ready to go. And then you are home and you can just, when you feel like to have a truffle dish, you can just use at the moment. But of course, when you're at the restaurant and you want to have a nice truffle, or you're home, or you want to surprise some friends, you know, a nice, you know, beef carpaccio, and then you just put some nice fresh truffle grated on top, black truffle, be nice, and a little bit of olive oil. If you got truffle oil, even better, there's more flavor on it. And then if you want to have some pasta, of course, you make simple with just butter and Parmesan cheese pasta, and you just fresh truffle on top. That's the best way how to do it. Or if you want some ravioli, that would be amazing too. You make some stuffed ravioli with a nice fresh truffle on top. And you can stuff the ravioli with maybe porcini mushroom. You can use a little bit of creativity on that. And for the main dish, you can have a nice beef stew or something like that, and with a nice fresh truffle on top. Why not? It's a nice combination. Or a nice scallopina, a veal scallopina with some fresh truffle. I will say, for breakfast, why not a nice fry egg with a nice fresh truffle on top? That would be a nice wake up in the morning. What do you think?
Oh, yes, Sophie. Che buono!
Yeah, well, I think
Delizioso.
so, because that's one of the dish that in North Italy they do in the morning for breakfast. Eh? It's a nice fried egg with a fresh truffle. Beautiful, amazing.
That's something else. You just smell the truffles oil or whatever the truffle is. Oh, you're already full. Your hunger is already done because of the smell of the
No,
truffle.
there is so many ways how to use it. Even if you want to make a pizza, you can make a pizza with some nice mushroom, or if you want even porcini mushroom, and then at the end you can put fresh truffle on top when it came out from the oven. Fresh truffle and olive oil, fantastic. It's amazing to have that dish.
Definitely. We are encouraging you to do experiment on your own, people, because as we said, probably you are one of the making a dish that will be phenomenal, that will echo for your generation to come. Like, let's say, truffles with, oh, let's say, tiramisu truffle. Oh. What's one of a kind? It's something at the call, at the flavor. It's something else, people.
Well, I will keep it on the pasta. That's
So
my suggestion. I will keep it on the pasta.
not
You
on the
know,
dessert.
in summertime we have in Italy, we have the scorzone. It's a pleasant and delicate smell of a fresh mushroom truffle, practically. And it ran through from June to October. I grew up with that one when I was in the beginning of my career in on top of the mountain. I remember I was Terminillo, close to Rieti, and I remember I was working with this restaurant. We received so many truffle. For me, it was something new. I never seen in my life. I was 14 years old, 15 years old, I remember. And to see all this truffle, and at that time was because scorzone is not that expensive as a truffle, but the way that the chef was using it, making the paste, making the tartufata sauce, was a fantastic, a genius idea, and give it a flavor of the truffle, even if it was not that expensive, one of the best truffle. But you still can make a nice tartufata sauce for the pasta. It was unbelievable, and you can use it for he was using for the pizza too. So it was good. It's good.
Yes, something else, people. We are encouraging you to incorporate any dishes or anything that you want to cook in the kitchen with truffle oil or truffle cheese or whatever truffle incorporated with. It's something else that make your dish so delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
So, Chefy, as we promised, that every episode that we are doing, we're gonna do the trivia about
Oh, yeah,
us.
fantastic.
Trivia, 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 people. But we are so grateful for our listeners, our 118 countries listening to us. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food people. And Chef and I have this commitment to love to talk about food. And thank you so much for supporting this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Seppi, what will be your trivia about yourself today?
By myself, I can tell you about myself when I started this career. I was at the Enoch Hotel School, I still remember, and now it's no anymore. Rani, I believe, I had to check it out. That, but yeah, it was I think the trampoline to jump in this kind of industry, and it was helped me a lot to, you know, to bring me where I am now. So that's good.
Yes, congratulations, Seffi. And of course, me, about trivia about me, I work in an Italian cruise line for 7 years. So I love Italian food, especially Italian cold cuts, Italian cheese. Oh my goodness, mamma mia. I worked there for 7 years, and that make me, let's say, professional in Italian cooking. Not professional, but I have an idea how to cook Italian food, make more delicious, and of course, cook the way the Italian do.
Yeah, that's right. It's nice talking with you, because at least we can share the same thing, you know.
Yes, I love Italian food, people, because I work in an Italian cruise line for 7 years. Imagine. That's our trivia for today. I hope you will like it, and more trivia for us.
We have nothing to hide. Eh?
We are nothing to hide, because this podcast is all about food, about ourselves, and it's about time. And our fourth season is coming, as we said. Our fourth season will be
better, bigger, and bolder. Yes.
Yes, people. We are aiming for that. And we are preparing already for our fourth season. We promise you that you're going to like it and you will love it, because we doing our best to strive more excellent. As I said, even we are tired, we have the commitment to do this podcast every week.
Yes, we enjoy, and we never give up.
Yes.
You know, we don't give up because you people, that you listen to us. That's the most important thing. And because we enjoy talking what we do, you know, and keep as simple as possible for people that listen to us. Because, you know, you don't want to have too many difficult things to do and, you know, to explain how to do difficult things at home, because there is no point to do at home. Just enjoy and cook in a simple way. That's the best way.
Yes, we're not giving you measurement, people. Measurement and everything. We do, as Chef Alessandro, simple but delicious. So, Chefy, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. American people,
see you soon.
Bye-bye.